Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steph Diggs yesterday, which, great question.
Yeah.
Interesting answers, but I think he told you all he needed to know. He hasn't passed his physical yet.
Well, he doesn't know if he did. That was a weird spot.
Something like that.
I didn't take the physical. I took something like it. Well, I don't think I passed it, but I might have passed it.
You know why he said that, though?
He has not passed it?
Well, but you know why he kind of dressed it up and he's like, oh, well, we did something like it. He don't want to sound like he's not healthy.
Yeah, right.
He wants everybody to believe he's going to be back week one. And I, like most, fell for the videos a little bit where I was like, man, he's ahead of where I thought. The first day I saw those, I'm like, boy, he does look good out there.
I stand by that. And forget the Instagram videos that he puts out where anybody can sort of edit anything and you can look as good as you want to look.
Yeah, the stuff on the field I put more weight on too.
But he showed up. So after the boat thing, he did show up, which was also not a mandatory day.
Nope.
He was there, jogged out onto the field. I know it's just jogging out onto the field, but there's no knee brace.
Nope.
And he took part in some of those drills.
No sleeve, no nothing. Yep.
So I was like, all right, if that's end of May, early June, and he's already doing that, I felt pretty good, but we also knew.
But now it's June and he hasn't passed his physical yet.
No,
he hasn't
even taken one. And so, but maybe it shouldn't come as a giant surprise because they're running a lot of unpadded stuff. They're doing a lot of 7-on-7s and things like that, and he's not in it.
I think don't you usually take a physical when you sign your contract?
Yeah, I would think.
I mean, I think that's the standard way that it goes.
Although, wasn't there a report the Patriots were like not doing it, like with Godwin and stuff? They were like, it's like, do you want the car fox or not?
But this is why I don't believe, and this is a separate topic, it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. I don't believe the nonsense about they had $30 million on the table for Godwin. There's no chance.
You're probably right.
There's no chance. Maybe pending passing a physical or like some weird bookkeeping. Not for a second do I buy they offered him $30 million a year.
Maybe the NFL's a little bit different because like their money isn't guaranteed. So like in the NBA, if you're going to sign somebody to a deal, getting their money.
Not every team structures a deal this way.
That's true too.
$4 million when you pass your physical and then another $4 million on Halloween and another $4 million next year for your signing bonus.
What a Halloween party that would be.
Not every team structures deals that way.
Right.
So, no, it's June. He hasn't passed his physical. And on top of that, I do like the joke about, oh, have I got my money yet? I don't know. I got to check that account.
Yeah.
Which, first of all, you know, what a flex. Like, geez, I don't even know if I'm missing $4 million.
Don't even, right.
Who is he? Shohei Ohtani?
Like,
he doesn't even know he's missing money.
Who's that account?
Yeah, right. No, that too. He's like, yeah, I got to check that account.
Follow-up question should have been, can I borrow $1 million? Stefan, can I have $1 million? You clearly don't need it.
Yeah. Can I have $1 million out of one of your other accounts?
Yeah.
So, like, what a flex and a good joke. And, like, he played it off well.
No, he's got a great personality.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, does he have a healthy knee? And can you trust him? I think you can trust him. And I know there's like a lot of red flags right now with a lot of stuff off the field. I think, though, he has shown throughout his NFL career, until last year when he got hurt on Halloween, he's on the field, he's productive. You know, he's not getting suspended. For the most part, he isn't hurt. So this is a new obstacle for him. He needs to overcome the injury. Now the spotlight's on him. He's on a new team. So now those questions pop up, too. You're like, all right, 3 teams in 3 years. Like, all right, what's going on there? But he has been a very productive player when he's on the field. So how does he recover from this injury? I don't know. He's wanted you, and his agent certainly wants you to believe that he is way ahead of schedule. Mike Vrabel, the first time he was asked about him, did not put a timetable on it, would not put a timetable on it, and that's smart because you're setting your guy up to fail. If you're like, yeah, he'll be back week one. Like, you can't say that.
No.
But he also might know. He probably maybe isn't.
I never thought he was going to be, but I fell for the videos where I'm like, man, he does look good. And I started talking to myself into the idea he's going to be ready week one. He's not going to be. Text line 617-779-7937. Wouldn't you wait to take your physical till after your injury is completely healed? I don't think that's how most of these go. Like, we just talked about Godwin.
Yeah.
Does Godwin not pass his physical with Tampa? I mean, maybe that's the case.
I don't know.
He re-signed there. It's different. They know his situation. But, yeah, I think that's atypical. But
don't they also maybe want to know how close you are? Maybe that's what he pointed out when he was like, I took a test.
Yeah.
So maybe they want to know like what more he needs to do.
It just tells you he's not healed.
Yeah.
It just tells you he's not probably even that close to healed because he hasn't taken and or passed his physical. Our guy Ray on Twitter.
Yep. Tweets a lot.
At Jones and Keefe, at Jones WEEI.
Active at Twitter.
At Keefe21. Did you meet him at the road? I met him in Newport.
Oh, I might have.
He's more aggressive on Twitter. He's than he was in person. That's not a knock on Ray. I'm just saying sometimes he gets a little aggressive. Like for instance,
sometimes
Jones,
a little more bark in print.
Yeah. Jones. It's effing June. Why would they pay him already? He's on the roster. Not yet.
Well, yeah.
Do you have a clue about NFL players? A lot of them do drugs, carry guns. Doing drugs on a boat, who cares? I don't really care
about
that.
We're talking about his knee right now.
I'm talking about, right, and they haven't paid him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A dime. He just said, I don't know. I got to check that account. That's, by the way, that's a no. Yeah. I have not been paid yet. So he's not on the roster yet.
Well, I remember
I do follow these situations. Usually, guys have passed the physical and they're out there and they're getting their money and they're guaranteed a spot.
Yeah.
He's not. And I'm starting to wonder if part of the reason they haven't given him his physical so he can get his money, I'm starting to wonder if part of that is because he was AWOL and he wasn't showing up to stuff they wanted to. And they're like, no. Why don't you show up and then we'll give you your physical. And then when you pass that, we'll pay you your money. But I'm starting to wonder if those two are correlated.
But he was here the last 2 days, and he was here at one of the OTAs. Like, he's had time to get his physical done. You can come out early. You can stay late. You can leave. He's not even doing all the drills. So you can bring it, like, hey, come over here. Go with the training staff or however they do the physical and go do it there and see how far you are. Unless they're like, we really don't want him to fail it. We feel like he might. And then that, I don't know what the, you know, how far does that set you back?
Yeah, well, if he fails his physical, they don't, again, the from the reporting from Florio and
but
others.
But they need this guy on the team. Like, they need him.
Okay, well, this gets into my next question. Who has the leverage here? Diggs or the Patriots?
They very much need each other. So, I mean, Steph Diggs, though, we just made the joke, like, yeah, he could use the money, and yeah, he could play, but we just made a joke that he doesn't know $4 million is missing. So Steph Diggs could retire from football, and he'd be good. I think. I mean, I don't know what he's done with his money.
Right. But correct. Like, you never know. But he's
you know what I'm saying? Like,
certainly
he's
carrying himself that way.
I think he'd be fine. He had a 10-year career. This isn't like his first contract. He already signed a monster contract.
Uh-huh.
So I think Diggs wants to keep playing football, and there wasn't a huge amount of interest. But if he walks away, he had a great career. If the Patriots don't have Steph Diggs, their receiving room is awful. And it's another year where we can make excuses for Drake May because he's thrown to Mac Hollins and Kayshon Booty. The Patriots need Diggs more than Diggs needs the Patriots.
So I understand your point about the receiver room, which is why I do think it's an interesting question because I think it's close. I think they have the leverage, and I think they proved it.
You think the Pats have it?
Yes. I think they proved it. He showed up. He didn't want to show up.
Yeah.
That's why he wasn't here. He didn't want to be here. If he wanted to be here, he'd be here. Instead, he was on a boat.
I mean, but in a way, like, they're the big organization. They are the team that they are paying Diggs. If Diggs wants his money, he needs to do what the Patriots say. However, if the Patriots don't have Diggs, their team is worse off. If Diggs doesn't have the Patriots, he's a free agent for a little while. He passes the physical down the road, signs with the team midseason. He's still playing football.
Maybe. I mean, well, as you just said, there wasn't a lot of as far as I know, nobody else was interested. Didn't he say he took no visits when he showed up?
No, I'm not saying there was a big market for him at all. But, like, his career is kind of set. I think everything that happens after, you're like, oh, that's 11 years in the pros? That's a long career. That's a great career.
From that standpoint, you're right. But if he wants to play,
yeah,
they have the leverage, I think. And I think they proved it by getting him to show up. And he's still sitting there going, he wants the $4 million. He wants to pass his family. Yeah, no, I've taken something. And, like, I don't fault him for that. But I'm just telling you, he showed up for a reason. And he's here for a reason. No one else wanted him. Houston didn't want him back.
Yeah.
And so I do think they have the leverage, but I get your point.
They need
the roster, the wide receiver room, even with him, is probably one of the worst wide receiver rooms in the league. Without him, it is the worst.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's at the bottom. I mean, and if we're talking about a big step forward with the offense, I think it's going to be tough. Not impossible, but it's going to be tough when you look down at the end of the season. You're like, all right, your leading receivers were Hunter Henry, Mac Hollins, and Pop Douglas. Yikes. If it's Steph Diggs. Yikes. And not only that, but like Steph Diggs, in all of our scenarios, regardless of what his numbers are, he'll get some double teams. He'll get a lot of attention, and then it'll open up for the other receivers who no longer have to go up against the number one corner or, you know, have all the focus from the opposing defense.
Best guess, and it's just a guess. No, none of us know. I feel a certain way about it. Do you think he'll be ready week one?
No.
Okay, so
now I'm kind of off of that. I do think we circled week five against Buffalo. 100% he plays.
For sure he'll be back by then.
I think he's back before that. I think he has a week or two in him before the big game against Buffalo. So maybe he misses two games.
I don't think he's ready week one. If he misses two at the end of the day, no harm, no foul.
That would be my guess now.
15 games I'd sign up for right now. But it does go back to they're going to have to deal with the crappy receiver room without if he's not ready week one, at some point, they're going to have to deal with the crappy receiver room.
And then
they're going to
be like, oh, my God.
So maybe
then, no debate about leverage
maybe,
at that point.
I was going to say, maybe then he'll really create some leverage for himself. 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Tommy Hump Day coming up at high noon. Hot under those lights, hey, Diggs?
Lots to talk about all of a sudden.
They were grilling Diggs yesterday.
They were.
Although they did miss a couple of questions, as you suggested.
He didn't sweat. He was good.
That's true.
He was pretty comfortable.
He was calm.
Yeah.
He was. So we'll talk to Tom E. Curran. I had to move him from yesterday at high noon. We have a Dork Minute at 12:45, Would You Rathers, at 11:30. Let's get into the Patriots and their offense. It sounds like, at least prior to yesterday, the arrow was pointing up and they're trending ahead of schedule. Let's get to that with your phone calls next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.